This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday the chances of Britain securing a Brexit trade deal with the European Union looked to be fading as a deadline approached on whether to keep talking. Johnson said he'd not seen, quote, a big offer, a big change, end quote, in the EU offer on fishing and fair competition rules, making a no-deal outcome, quote, very, very likely, end quote, on which Britain would trade on World Trade Organization terms. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says while negotiations go on for two more days, contingency measures will need to be put in place.
We will decide on Sunday whether we have the conditions for an agreement or not. In the meantime, the Commission has proposed four targeted contingency measures today. They provide a short-term fix to ensure basic connectivity in air and road transport for 6 months.
As the world nears 70 million total coronavirus infections, the United States is closing in on 300,000 deaths. This as the U.S. could be hours away from starting its COVID-19 vaccination program. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration reportedly could authorize Friday or Saturday the emergency use of COVID-19 vaccine produced by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. An FDA advisory panel voted late Thursday to recommend approval of the vaccine. Once approved, the U.S. government will immediately ship 6.4 million doses of the vaccine across the country, with frontline healthcare workers receiving top priority for the first inoculations. From Washington, this is VOA News. Australian researchers say they've abandoned development of a potential vaccine because of the false positive results. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Researchers say the University of Queensland vaccine that was to be manufactured at Australian biopharmaceutical company CSL's Melbourne headquarters had proven safe and produced a robust response during phase one trials. But the teams have agreed not to proceed further because of a false positive HIV result due to a protein contained in the potential vaccine. It was one of five on which the Australian government had signed contracts with developers. Its failure is a major blow to Australian vaccination plans to become self-sufficient. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Midnight Christmas Mass in Bethlehem, usually attended by hundreds at the site where Christians believe Jesus was born, will be closed to the public this year. And ski resorts in Spain's Catalonia region bordering France said Friday they will be open next week as a European debate rages over whether such sites should operate during the coronavirus pandemic. A statement said Catalan ski resorts, quote, will open progressively and gradually, with a limit on the sale of ski passes to avoid overcrowding, end quote. Most Spanish ski stations have remained closed because the restrictions on movement between regions has limited the number of customers. Brazilian police recommended Friday prosecutors charge six people over the killing of a black man beaten by security guards at a supermarket, a case that shocked the country and triggered protests. There is sufficient evidence to charge four people who witnessed the killing without intervening, in addition to the two white guards accused of beating the man to death November 19th, police said in their investigation report. The others include the arrested supervisor of the supermarket where the killing occurred. She watched as the guards from a private security company pummeled the man and tried to stop a bystander from filming the scene, a video that later went viral online. Switzerland said Friday it would join the EU in banning Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko and other top-ranking officials from entering or traveling through its territory, as well as freezing their financial assets. In addition to the Belarusian president, the officials targeted include his son and national security advisor, Viktor Lukashenko. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly passed a sweeping defense budget bill Friday in defiance of President Donald Trump, who has threatened to veto the legislation 6 weeks before leaving office. The $740.5 billion measure has earned the president's ire, in part because it does not abolish a law granting social media firms liability protection. By remote.